world of gold is instruments of creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Giving adoration. It deserves all the glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you have made available for us. Thank you for all you have perfected for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give all the praise, Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We appreciate you.
We give you all the glory.
We bless the Holy Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, the King of Kings. Thank you, the Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you, the I Am that I Am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, the Alpha and the Omega.
Thank you,
the beginning and the ending. Thank you, the Rock of Ages. We honor you, Lord. Blessed be the name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glorious and everlasting Father, we bless you. Thank you for making this meeting possible. Thank you for gathering us all together for a purpose. Thank you for granting us safety to this place. Thank you for how you have begun very powerful and glorious with us. Receive our thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know the need of every individual. You have the world, you are the world. I ask for your divine visitation upon every one of us.
Amen.
That your spirit would rest mightily upon us all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That none of us will escape your encounter tonight.
Amen.
Grant us perfect understanding. Help us to see the way you are seeing.
Amen.
And now you are seeing what you are seeing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, gracious and everlasting God. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Honor Him right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give thanks to Him. Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have done more than enough for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name.
We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want to assure you, you are living this place as a giant.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I say in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For deliver me by your blood.
For delivering me by your blood.
I am what I am today.
I am what I am today.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
By his own blood.
By his own blood.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Wash me clean.
Wash me.
Sanctify me.
Sanctify.
Justify me.
Justify.
And make me whole.
And make me whole.
Listen to me. You will experience what you have never experienced before.
Amen. Amen.
On the basis of your belief.
Amen.
On the basis of your belief. Something will happen here tonight. You will see it.
Amen.
And see it. You will just see it.
Amen.
I believe. So when you now see it, Then you proclaim His glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you believe God?
I believe God.
So you are already here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's have our feet. We're going gradually as God led us. Father, once again, I ask for your divine utterance in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 and chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. For he hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. I stop there. Why God made us his righteousness? Why God made us his righteousness in Christ Jesus? Why God made us his righteousness in Christ Jesus? I came to realize that from the word of God, that God does not hide anything from his children, but he hides it for them. God does not hide anything from his children, but he hides it for them. Not from them, but for them. I want you to just catch every word that comes to you tonight. If we capture the reality, we will walk in victory. God does not hide anything from his children, but he hides it for them. I come again. God does not hide anything from his children, but he hides it for them. Now, I have only one song. The only song. Just one. By the grace of God. To take care of. Now, whatever I have in life. You understand the point I'm raising? I can give the sister some things. But he held it all. Is that true? Now, if I keep it away from him now, do I hide it from him or I hide it for him? I keep it for him. Okay, get that. Now, if you understand this, your walk with God becomes smoother. Do you hear what I say? You know, many times we think that God hides something from us. No. He hides it for us. For our development, when we are developing, we'll be able to search those things out. Oh my God, are you with me? Why am I giving you this background first? So that you will understand where I'm going tonight. Okay, let me start with this story. A lion was in cage. Inside cage. A lion, inside cage. For many days. Suddenly he saw sheep coming. He said, sheep, please, loose me from this cage. The sheep was afraid. With more persuasion, the sheep said, okay, on one condition. If I lose you, promise me that you are not going to kill me and eat me up. He promised me. You understand? So, the sheep lose the lion. 3 days later, the lion was hungry. He saw the sheep. He catch the sheep. So I asked, but you promised me that you are not going to eat me up. Why is it now? They are all the animal gathered. But because they are afraid of lion, nobody could talk. Only one animal, tortoise, Mr. Tortoise. I'm going somewhere. When Mr. Tortoise, they say, no, let Ishisho, please allow him to say something. And now, lion, is it true that you were in cage before? He said, yes. Is it true that you promised the sheep? Yes. It's okay now. For you to be sure that you were once in the cage, enter it again. He now enter. And the thought is part of the cage. He said, you won't come out again. You know why? He said, today is the turn of the sheep. Tomorrow, if he doesn't have food, he will look for any one of us. If we don't tame the lion may tame you. I'm going somewhere this morning. The making of tonight will liberate Nigeria. I'm not talking of anyway, I'm just saying. So the trouble you are hearing everywhere from tonight, you will see the hand thereof. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What am I saying? Satan is that lion. And God decided to make us his righteousness for a reason. You know, for many years we've confessed it. There was nothing wrong about that. But there's something that you need to know. Why did God make his righteousness? Number one reason, so that you'll be able to tame the devil. You tame him. In other normal circumstances, lion should be wiser than tortoise. But he entered to demonstrate it. He didn't know where he's going. He lost it. It is because they lose the essence. Friends, whatever we see happening in Nigeria today is because we God should have permitted it. Yes, in one way or the other. Do you know why God made us his righteousness? I'm going gradually. How many of you are following? Huh? Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. That we may do all the ways of this law. God wants you to operate by his secret. You don't understand? I mean, how many of you are following? It takes secret to operate well. It's a secret to operate victoriously. We are here tonight by the grace of God, so that it will make us to see some things, that will make us to operate in the fullness and the capacity of God. Now, you will see, Brother Paul said, according to what God has given him. There are two things I'll be sharing so powerfully tonight. Knowing the secret is not enough. You must know what to do with the secret. Are we following? Get revelation from God. Very wonderful. But we must know what to do with the revelation we have received in accordance to the thought of God's heart. I say amen.
Amen.
God decided to make us his own righteousness in Christ Jesus for a reason. You see, pray for our necessity, pray for our need is good. But such prayer will limit you as a person. Elijah
was a life passion.
Do you hear in your Bible?
He prayed earnestly that there shall not be rain. And it rained not. And he prayed again. Where I'm going in that passage is that he said, the effective prayer of what? The reason why God made you is righteousness, so that you'll be a worker together with him. You pick his heart, you implement it here. You pick his heart, the thought of his heart, you implement. When you are out for that, things run after you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh my God, you are not answering. Okay, how many of you are here? Wave your hand if you are here. Okay, if you are here completely, wave your hand. If we are here only your body, wave your hand. Okay, you are complete. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. You know, when the children say they took first position, I say thank God for it. But the greatest first position is to know how to assess God's heart and implement it. You are not with me. They are not with me. The greatest first position to get in life is your ability to assess God's heart and implement it here. The point of tonight will go somewhere, but you will be blessed. Now, but the essential prayer of a righteous man, it means God made you his righteousness to do what? To intercede. How many of us know our slunger here? One divine slunger we have. How are you? Say, I am as Jesus is having. Okay, how is Jesus in heaven? He's praying. If fully you are at ease, what are you supposed to be doing here? Was he praying for himself there? Who was he praying for? Who do you supposed to be praying for here? To make that to, oh my God. You know, there is legal part of redemption and there is experiential part. 1 John 4:17, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Indeed, therein is our faith, our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of redemption, of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. How is Christ now in heaven? Please answer me, please. You are not answering. What is Jesus doing in heaven now? He is there interceding for the saints. You are here to intercede for both the saints and the sinners. That is your job. That is the primary reason why God made you his righteousness. So that you will come boldly unto the throne of grace without condemnation. And you will stand before the devil without fear. Hallelujah. How many of you have read the Lord's Prayer before? Before your personal need mention, what was those steps? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy dominion come. Thy will be done where? In earth. As it is in heaven. That's prayer. Before I give you this day. It means if you do those two prayers well, your daily breath follow you. You know, we should leave all this mundane kind of, Lord, give me this, give me that every day. For what is it? It's good, but it's not good enough. That's not the reason why you are made. I need to tell you the truth. Tonight I shall be healing. That's my problem. Healing will take place when the time comes. But the question, if you understand this, he asked me, he said, look, I won't be telling you experience again so that you will know you'll be focused on Christ. I want you to be focused on. Do you know why I made you this? I didn't know until you explained. You know, I'm growing. In those that were trying to rattle, no. I said, no. So that's it. So if we can operate like this, in this mode, then you see things happen. Oh, right.
How many were Elijah in his day when the whole country was in mess up? How many Elijah were there? Only one Elijah. How many of us today are men of God? How many men of God in Nigeria? Is it because Satan is too powerful? What happened? Until we leave our selfishness and enter into selflessness, we go nowhere as far as the kingdom is concerned. Sorry, but that's the truth. You will notice that after before the people who say, okay, I'm going on 3 days fasting on prayer for the sake of Nigeria. But if it is personal need, even 40 days, what has we done? This is exactly what an unbeliever does. Is that not true? Is God blessing someone already? Eh? Do you understand the point? You know, I'm an old school. I must give you what the old school have. Do you get the point? Eh? Now listen, I'm just asking a question. When Elijah prayed endlessly, did God respond? Was he praying endlessly for himself? He prayed endlessly for the land. And God hearkened to his voice and delivered the land. Human being blood doesn't have value again. And we read. That's why I started that tortoise. See, if you think a car sheep today, who knows the next one? If you think that they vandalized one village yesterday, who knows the next village? Oh my. No. I'm just here to just pour out what God has. Help me to come and give to you. Either half here to here. Let's go here. People will print poster and be for wedding. Do they print it for salvation or souls? Eh? I'm just telling you this. This is the truth. Hear this. From tonight, as you change, God never changed. I am the Lord, I change. Who is to change? Listen. For you to be able to see what God will be showing you, you must learn to be selfless in your approach to God. See, we then as workers together, the brother God will say, we are workers together with him. It means God does nothing here without you. Oh my God. Excuse me. The effectual fervent prayer of can you now see this one reason God made you the righteousness? His righteousness? That because of this brother, if he has a challenge, I should be able to ask a whole night. The Lord, until this matter is solved. If nothing will happen, take my name from the book of life. Can you see those men? That's how when Moses died, God did not allow anybody to bury him. He buried him, and see tomorrow, his glory is spread everywhere. What kind of prayer do you pray? Huh? It is when it affects your village, you say, let's pray. No, sir. Am I communicating with you tonight? This morning, that's why we sang that song. Early in the morning, my son will rise unto him. We are already in the morning. You see, if we don't understand what God has made us of, we mess it up. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. He made Jesus to be saved for us. Who knew nothing? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. For you to speak for God to people.
you must invest much hours in speaking to God for people. You will get results that you have never seen before. You will experience honor that you have never experienced before.
My business, my home, my this, good and fine. Is that the reason why you are born? Friends, unbeliever, who doesn't know Jesus at all, if you can work hard, it will prosper financially. Are there now financial prosperity before Jesus came? Are there now civilization before Jesus came? So that's, if it is the reason why Jesus came, those things are byproducts. Oh my God, are you with me now? I said those things are what? Oh my God. They are what? Okay, let me take you a journey. How many of you are ready for a journey now? How many of you have read in your Bible that when Mr. Jacob was going, after his father blessed him, he got to a place. Night caught. Catch up with him. He carried a piece of stone, have you? And slept up. Then in the vision, he saw angels ascending and descending. Do you know what happened? Did he pray? He slept. But because what Abraham does, that place was vandalized. The altar that his father raised were vandalized. A piece of stone, the anchor, is what that man came. And he came to the remembrance of his grandson. Listen to me. Any kingdom investment you do, your generation to generation will experience it. But I began to ask, why? Who is Jacob? And God told him, if you read the account of that, they say, I will bless you. And I mentioned that. Okay. You know, Abraham was a man that, you know, they hear that evil want to happen. What will he do? The Lord, this evil must not happen. If it happen, you have spoiled your name. And when I read this, the account of his prayer point, he said, God, please don't be angry. I know that you will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. What is wisdom? Did he really confess him? Was he living in Sodom and Gomorrah? But do you remember at the end of that story, and the Lord remembered Abraham and delivered Lot. It means if not for the intercession that Abraham made, Lot will have been destroyed. Yet, Lord's name was not mentioned when he was making intercession. The prayer you will pray for the nation today, it may be your mother or your father or your children that will first benefit from it. If you read your Bible, let's go to Genesis chapter 19, verse 29. We should pass the children level of, relating with God. We should pass that. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham. Excuse me. And sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. Was Lot qualified? Did he deserve deliverance? But someone interceded. Oh my God. May God make you to understand the reason why God made you his righteousness.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will realize all these things you are looking for, struggling for, you don't need to struggle. The reason is because wherever the glory of God is, wherever the cloud of God's glory, there will be a crowd of blessings. Anywhere you near that, the cloud of God's glory is,
there will be a crowd of blessings.
I believe we will learn how to practice God's presence. See, this is an issue that I believe strongly that something just has to happen tonight. We'll do practical here tonight. I'm not talking of just pray and allow you to go. Now here we go begin. Go start something. Now here we go start. Who did God remember? What did God remember about Abraham? God remembered that this man, he prayed. Oh my God. May God deliver us from ourselves. Now, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. All I know, if we can pray, and if we pray, God will save us from the ends of the wicked. I know that. Because there is something I will show you tonight, which Satan can never resist. Huh? When Pharaoh saw all wonders, you say, who is your God? Go and beg your God to just pardon me. Take away all this nonsense. And God has it. But God said, there is one. No power can resist that. It's the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. When you release the blood of Jesus against every killer, the blood speaks. But because we don't really know how to pray, it's as if what we are doing doesn't make sense. Because even our manner of presentation is a little bit faulty. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Even Satan, the ogre of killers, what did he overcame him with? Excuse me. Listen to this. Tonight, something will happen. The reason I'm saying this is this. Thank God we have some security men here. Let me tell you the truth. All over the world, men's security, they are limited. Just take it like that. Anywhere in the world, human being security, they are what? They are limited. But God opened us to see something. That our main security is the blood of Jesus Christ. If we know how to apply it, we'll still get there. Thank God for the policemen. Thank you for the civil defense. Thank you for soldiers and all of this. Thank God for what they are doing. But let me tell you the truth. They are limited. Do you know why? They sleep. They slumber. Yes. But one man called Jesus. His life is in his blood. He never sleep, no slumber. Yes, sir. Do you hear what I said? Where others fell, you will not fall there. If you can take your cover, you can take your security in the blood of Jesus Christ. So when I see the blood, I will pass over. It means when you know, you understand how to apply the blood of Jesus for divine protection. When evil see you, he pass over. It's a normal thing. But if we don't know. Now, let's go back to our place. For he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. We then, as workers together with him,
Where did this brother get to say, we are workers together with God?
It means everything that Brother Paul wrote, Brother Paul didn't write anything. God was writing it.
No wonder.
May I ask you a question today? What you are doing now, is it God that is doing it through you? That's a 5 minutes, you are tired. No, you ought not to be so.
Yes, sir.
We beseech you also, that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. It means if we don't know the reason why God made us his righteousness, it means we receive the grace of God in vain.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
How many of you are ready for something tonight? Do
something. How many of you have ever been praying before? And you sleep off in the place of prayer. So don't be so you are the Almighty. It never happened to you before. Do you notice that it will realize very well? Don't know why you sleep. Why I sleep in those prayers? You pray without quickening.
It didn't quicken you.
But you go ahead. You go your own. But when he quickens you, then he carry you along. How many of you are praying, you finish praying, you to the point, you, at the end of your prayer, you talk to the hand. How many of you have been there? Why are you not answering? What is? You start talking. And you stop talking. You didn't meet God. When you meet God, you will be speechless.
Along with me.
When you pray and you meet God, you will be speechless. Because no human being can speak before him. All flesh must keep silent before him. When you enter into that realm, you pray and you meet him. Then it does something to you. That is what is called communion. It didn't say the communion. It didn't say your communion with the Holy Ghost. The communion of the Holy Ghost. At that point, he's not only talking to you. He's pouring into you. So that it can pour through you. This is the level that God designed for our lives. This kind of nonsense, no, let's sit down and reason. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
I've never been to a point where I meet God that I have anything to offer. Nothing will come out. Even if you decide to utter something, you'll be speechless. Then he now hold you and show you things that only him will be able to utter to you in times to come. These are the people that take charge.
Somebody said something to my vision. They say the first to turn in a map. So 5 million $5 million per night.
I know some of you have seen it. They say they want to build another continent.
Do you understand?
Don't know what came to when I saw it. I said that's great. If human being could travel to Mars and build something, I should be able, as the righteousness of God in Christ, to travel to God and take something to implement here. You are not with me. $5 million per night. You will be shocked. Some people will go there. About $2.5 billion, right?
See? You know the account.
It's about 2.5 billion. I know some Nigerians will visit the place. And they say, yes, I just came back from the first hotel from Mars. I see that is the reason why it's existing. A waste. Now, the question is this. If people could get to a point and say, Lord, they want to do something that will trigger the heart of men, we should be able, who were made in God's image and likeness, to bring something from heaven to be implemented here. I don't know about you, but me, I have the covenant and I'm pushing something. And when it happens, you will see it. Listen, I'm going somewhere this. Now, do you think that a man pray, he was cut off to heaven, to the third heaven? He cut off. Were you told that Jesus prayed and the fashion of his countenance were hotter? Is that your Bible? Oh my God. Do you think that Jesus is praying for his need? What was he praying for? The need of the people. Oh my God. The power against my promotion. Get out of my listen. Let me tell you this. Only a failure look for promotion. A successful person in God's sight, promotion look for him. There's some fact. See, look. The level I am seeing things now, there's something I can never ask for. Eh? Oh my God. A successful person in God's presence, promotion look for him. Eh? But all successful in God's presence look for promotion. He can even get to the point of bribing. Yes. Why? He did not know where things were designed. I'm just sorry, but that's the truth. You may decide to say, okay, I will remain where I am. I don't care with what he's saying. That's not my problem. But I want you to know that this is the truth. Huh? Nationally speaking, if you do the best, you give the best to your job, will they not promote you? Is that not true? Am I against promotion? Not at all. It's a good thing. But learn this. We then, as workers together with him, can we boldly say that we too, we are workers together with him? See, God is tired for people who does not know why they were created. Honestly. See, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that we'll be able to stand in his presence, interact with him, then he tell us his plan for the earth. And when we say, oh, there is one strong man that will not allow this thing to come to pass, okay, take this weapon, use it against him, it will clear him up. This is God for you. When they planned against Daniel, did it work? Eh? Do they not plan against him? Ah. Where do you think that Daniel got his wisdom from? Eh? He has said it. Bring it. May God make you a man of God's wisdom. A woman of God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. When we get to the point of selflessness, then things begin to happen. Moses said, if you will not pardon these people, remove my name from the book of life. God said, look, away with you. Whoever they say, if Egyptians will say that you are not able to keep them, Egyptians will say that you are failed. Ah, I was so, and God repented. Ah, that is God changed his mind. Because a man. And before that he came to me, he promised Moses, so, I will make you a great name, and this, and this. Moses said, look, put your great name aside. There is something. Why should you make me a great name, and you kill all your people? Okay, who will stay with me? What kind of great name is that? Yeah? He said, look, I've got someone that I can partner with. God is looking for partners. Whom he will partner with to carry out his heavenly agenda on earth. This is the key to Christianity. Hallelujah. That's the level you get to with God. That Satan will see you and be afraid. Yes, sir. There is a level. The other time I was told that somebody said he wants to kill us. I said, me? Kill me? At what age? At what hour? I said, kill me? I said, you don't need to answer this kind of... Do you know what I did that day? I said, Lord, did he have the capacity? He said, don't mind me. Eh? I said, look, is it true that he can do that? He said, forget it. He doesn't know what he's doing. I said, it's okay. Somebody say he wants to kill you and you are afraid. It is because you don't know what you are doing. Eh? Whenever, listen to this, whenever people are against you, instead of talking to them, talk to God. Fire. Hey, wherever they are against you, whether abusing you or doing whatsoever, instead of talking to them, you keep talking to God. That is the law. Psalm 119 verse 23. To bless somebody. What to give them? Say, amen. At what hour? Which day is it coming? What hour is it coming? Which minute is it coming? Which people is it coming with? How many of them are coming? Say, forget about this nonsense. Princes also, these speak and speak against me. Look at this. They are not common people. Princes also, these speak and speak against me. But thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Don't answer critics. You don't have time for them. Talk to your God. Talk to your Father. He will give you wisdom that they cannot comprehend. Look at it. Princes also did sit and speak against me. I don't know how many princes are speaking against you. But God's instruction is that you face God. Talk to God. The more read that God becomes to you, the lesser read that becomes. It does. Do you understand my point? Give an energy of that verse. And let's pray before we go for the second of this matter. I congratulate the youth because they have a lot to offer. Even princes sit and speak against me. But I will meditate for your decrees. So if you are not pregnant, you are not about to give birth, stand to your feet. Please. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hands of the messenger. And read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. How many news of killing were we hearing? There are many. Now we have come to spread it before God. Marco Telia. Listen to me. See, tonight is not a night of say, Lord, give me money for tomorrow. Forget about this nonsense. Any day you don't have food to eat, God wants you to fast. Go ahead. See, there's some certain thing that it doesn't bother me anymore. Huh?
Oh my God.
Huh? What did he do? It was a letter, ten letter. A ten letter to him. That they are coming to destroy his land. He came, he spread it.
You know, when I say any day you don't have food to eat,
I thought, what's with the boss?
I've been in that business since 2004.
So it will be hard for anybody to poison me with food. Eh?
Hello.
Hallelujah. After Hezekiah received the letter from the messenger and read it, he went up to the Lord's temple and spread it out before the Lord. Verse 15 now. Give me King James first. Thank you. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, very short prayer, but very powerful. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and hell. Can you say a table? Eh?
Oh my God.
Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear all the words. Eh? Of Sennacherib. Which are sent to reproach the living God. Let me tell you. Anyone reproaching you is reproaching God. But God wants you to... Oh yeah. Are you with me? Do you remember when Brother Paul, when he was Brother Saul, was persecuting the disciples? When Jesus appeared to him, what did Jesus say? Why are you persecuting me? He didn't say, why are you persecuting them? Listen to me, because you have the seed of God, the life of God in you, whoever persecutes you is persecuting God. Tell the matter to God. That's why we are here tonight, to tell Nigeria matter to God. To tell Taraba matter to God. That justice, heavenly justice must be done. Oh, you are not with me. Friends, I don't even need your amen. The journey did not start today. But it will be better. So heaven will record your name. That you are part of those whom God passed through to deliver the nation. Oh my God. Verse 18. Of a truth, Lord, the king of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries. Is it not happening? It says, oh, they take this, they take that. Yes, we are here. Huh? If God is the greatest, who will know? If Satan is the greatest, who will know? It has come to that point. Do you understand my point?
Yes.
And have cast their God into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands. Weapons are work of men's hands. Atomic bomb, they are works of men's hands. They are not gods. Wood and stone, therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, this is our prayer, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Ah! Do you know, as soon as this brother made that statement, God said, Isaiah, go and meet him now. Read the next verse. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, where art thou as pray to me against this evil king? The next verse. Oh. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised thee and loved thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem are shaking her head at thee. Whom art thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom art thou extorted thy voice and lifted all thy eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy servant as thou reproached the Lord, and I said, by the multitude of my chariots, I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the side of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice tree thereof, and I will enter into the height of his border, and the forest of his coming. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the desert places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities into ruinous cities. Therefore, their inhabitants were of small power. We were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green house, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because the rage against me, and thy tumult is come up into my ears. Therefore, will I put my hook? Look at the judgment. Will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips? And I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. That is God for you. Can God drive these wicked people back to where they came from?
Yes, sir.
But something happened. Give me about 36. That's 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Ezekiel did not pray that God should kill them. The Lord save us from their hands. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Now that's how I started that parable. The lion wanted to eat the sheep, and the thought he said, look, if we didn't lock him, he eat the sheep today, tomorrow he may turn to cow.
Yes,
tomorrow he may turn to tortoise. The best thing, lock him. That's how I want to lock him. Are you ready?
Yes,
can you just thank God? Thank him, he is the creator of heaven and earth. Oh my God. Oh Makote Lembrakatoa. Thank you, Lord, the creator of heaven and earth.
Thank you.
Thou hast created all things.
Thank you, Jesus.
By thy power they were created, by thy power they existed.
Thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord.
You are the God of heaven and earth.
You are the God of heaven and earth. We thank you.
Thou art created the inhabitant of the earth.
Oh, thank you, Father.
And the host of heaven.
The Lord of lords.
By thy power, the earth.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, because tonight
you, Father,
you will hearken to our voice.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Take it, take it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We worship your name. We adore you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Father, the issues of this, the covenant keeping God. We worship.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you all the glory.
Bless in us. Jesus. Christ's name we have given thanks.
Amen.
Our prayer point tonight. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Save Nigeria from the hands of the wicked.
Save Nigeria from the hands of the wicked.
That all the kingdom of the earth.
That all the kingdom of the earth.
May know that you are the Lord.
May know that you are the Lord.
I'm not talking of your prayer. I want you to pray with your heart. Which I believe God will do it.
Yes.
I saw a video. Soldier were running. Ah! Lord. And your soldier that have weapon is running. Okay, you don't get weapon. What are you going to do? Now, it happened in other places. We don't want you to press for that. We don't want you to spread word. Please, if you are not with us tonight, excuse me, are you with this camp tonight? Please, if you are with this camp tonight, let me see your hands up. Because tonight, we are going to pray. And we are going to prevail.
Amen. Amen.
I said we are going to pray. And we are going to prevail.
Amen.
Oh my God. I said we are going to pray tonight.
Amen.
And God will empower us to prevail.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? Can you say Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
I come to thee now.
I come to thee now.
And to make a demand.
And to make a demand.
That you save Nigeria.
That you save Nigeria.
From the hands of the wicked.
From the hands of,
from the hands of the killer.
From the hands of the killer.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, go ahead now. I want to be saved. A paralytic name. We are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Hunger for you. I think in hunger for you, Almighty God. Almighty God, hunger for you. I think in hunger for you, Almighty God. We are fasting for God's judgment. Hunger for you. I think in hunger for you. Almighty God, Almighty God, hunger and thirst for you. Hunger and thirst for you, Almighty God, Almighty God, hunger and thirst for you. Hunger and thirst for you, Almighty God, Almighty God. I think in hunger and thirst for you. Hunger and thirst for you, Almighty God.
Oh, shakata.
When you get to God, He give you a weapon. I want everyone tonight, give us Zechariah chapter 9. You will be amazed at the victory that God will wrought in Nigeria from tonight. The other day, a bishop, was it a primate or a bishop in one Methodist church or there about, was kidnapped, an old man, in the east, Eastern Nigeria. As they were torturing the man, they hit his, oh my God. Ha! And they demanded for 100 million before they released the man. I said, what? So you say it's not east. Now everywhere. But there is God. There is God. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, something must happen in this land. It doesn't matter whether they are your backyard. After tonight, oh my God, you will see the deliverance of God.
Amen.
Verse 11 and 12. Oh my God. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent for thy prisoners out of the sea, wherein is no water. Oh my God. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope, even today, even today, even today, even today.
do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
Yes.
Nigeria will receive double deliverance.
Amen. Amen. Even today.
Even today.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone in the custody of kidnappers, we are going to set them forth by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So I mean tonight.
Tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
I want us to be ready. Because something just has to happen.
Yes.
There is no point for me sitting where and eating where when some people are lamenting somewhere. That's not a good food to eat. Do you understand? Huh? Some people carry their load and run it with tears. Oh my God. Ah! In their land of nativity. Tonight is that night.
Yes.
You may not hear any preaching from me tonight until I see God at work.
Yes.
I may not come here to preach again until I see God at work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we ready to pray?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I want you to take cover in the blood of Jesus. Can you say, under the blood of Jesus, I take cover.
Under the blood of Jesus, I take cover.
I take cover for my children under the blood of Jesus.
I take cover for my children.
I take cover to all my loved ones under the blood of Jesus.
Cover for all my loved ones.
I take cover for my house under the blood of Jesus.
I take cover for my house under the blood of Jesus.
I take cover. Thank you, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus.
I take cover.
Mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Right now, everyone under the detention, in the custody of kidnappers,
yes, sir.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, we set them free.
Amen.
They sent one video to me.
Yes.
I don't know, he's a white man. He said he was in the midst of this people, the kidnapping. He said Jesus had appeared to him and said, he is there, not the either. He said, after that, he said, get up here. What are you doing here? He said, he got up. He went over afraid. He was looking there. He said, I said, get up. I said, as soon as he got up, start going. He said, those people started killing themselves. And after he got to the main road, he took a taxi. Jesus met him and set him free. As we release the blood of Jesus,
yes.
Everyone under the custody of kidnapper will be released.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anywhere in Nigeria, whosoever under the custody of kidnappers, by the blood of
Jesus,
we set them free.
We set them free.
We set them free.
We set them free.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Set them free.
We set them free.
By the blood of
Jesus. By the blood of Jesus.
Mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Listen to me. Everyone under the custody of kidnappers, they will receive double deliverance tonight.
Amen.
Double deliverance.
Amen.
I mean double
deliverance.
Yeah. You know what? Poor gender to this matter. I say, Lord, will you be looking at us like this? And God responded to me, say, if you allow me to be looking, I will be looking. What is my role, Lord? Sir? I'll give you all the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our brother says something, say, today will be the beginning of the month.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Give me that, Exodus chapter 12. Something must happen.
Amen.
We are going to set all of them free.
Amen.
You will just hear that, somebody say, just run a jail. It will happen.
Amen.
Enough is enough. Chapter 12, Exodus, quickly, from verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying,
This month
shall be unto you the beginning of months.
Amen.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Amen.
Because that was when. Because they look, let me use the last card.
The last card.
Eh? The blood of Jesus is the last weapon.
Last card.
Wherever it is released, he conquers. By the time we plead against every killer in Nigeria, what shall happen? Are you hearing me? The blood. We are fasted, we are praying, it didn't work. But blood will work. The blood of Jesus will work.
Amen.
Do you know why? The blood of Jesus speaks.
Yes.
As we release it against them, it gets to the camp, it started speaking.
Glory to God.
Ah, yeah. Life. Whose voice will the blood of Jesus speak? Can anyone receive his voice?
No.
Enough is enough. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
Enough is enough. Because there is God. If there is a man that can pray, there is a God that can answer.
Oh, yes.
That's why we are here tonight.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
We are going to use the blood of Jesus to release everyone under the bondage of kidnapping.
Amen.
Anywhere they are in Nigeria.
Amen.
Any state, any village, any hamlet, any town, anywhere. Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we release them.
Amen.
Let them experience double deliverance.
Amen.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we release them.
Thank you. In Jesus. Christ's name we are praying.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the next matter. We are going to release the blood of Jesus against every killer in Nigeria.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, as it is written, it says, he speaketh better things than that of Abel. The blood that has been shed in Nigeria has been speaking. But the blood of Jesus,
yes,
he speaketh
better
things than that of Abel. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 24. Please, I want us to be attentive at this hour. Because something is going on now. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. We are going to release the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the blood of the everlasting covenant, against every wicked people, against every killer, against every destroyer, against every stealer in Nigeria. Ah, man, are you ready?
Yes,
sir. Eh? When we do our own, leave God to do it. See, whatever you permit or hate,
yes,
shall be permitted in heaven. We are out of business. Eh? We are out of where? Since Sunday night, I have not slept 12 hours. Since Sunday night, you know, I have not slept 12 hours. I have not slept 12 hours since Sunday night. Today is which night?
Saturday.
Kingdom business. Kingdom business require haste.
Yes.
It require what?
Yes.
You see how my voice look like? And I told Satan, this meeting I'm coming. Huh? You will see some demonstration here tonight.
Amen.
You will see. I will tell you that it is for that angel landed this place. And wherever stand there, you see what we are put to tonight. Yeah, you see, if God has not spoken, no, I don't have time for that. I want us to pray. Eh? As we are releasing, you do your hand like this. I release the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of the everlasting covenant.
Against every killer. Against every destroyer. Against every stealer.
In Nigeria.
Anywhere they have. Any village they have. Any town they have. Any city they have. I release the blood of Jesus. The blood of the everlasting covenant. Every destroyer. Every killer. Every stealer. In Nigeria. I call you back.
In Zukitoria.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And after that experience, they woke up the following morning.
Yes.
There was crying in the land. Because if this thing continues, we will enter into slavery. And God does not want his children in slavery. Are you hearing me now? This one is not a matter of whether you are indigenous or not. We are all citizens of what? Yeah, it doesn't matter where you come from. But I want to assure you, because God is one, is the Almighty God, from tonight, Nigeria will experience double deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because he has spoken. So this month shall be the beginning of months. This month shall be the beginning of what?
Of months.
Of months. We are going to pray. We are going to pray.
Yes.
There are some things they must see that made them to run. Let all of them beginning to hear God's voice.
Amen.
Hey, hey. There is a voice. When the voice sounded, the earth, even the earth trembling. We are going to pray. Anywhere these wicked people are, let the voice of God,
let the voice of God
become obvious,
irresistible,
in their camp, in their villages, wherever they are,
from today,
by the power in the name of Jesus.
Power in the name.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Heaven came down.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kaboria Kitia.
That was the point that the angel told. Anyone that stopped there, that stayed there tonight, that trouble is solved. Anyone stayed there, something happened. He stood there. He can't withstand that.
Heaven came down.
And glory filled my soul.
Heaven came down. And glory filled my soul.
Whatever making us stable in life is gone forever.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I mean forever, forever.
Amen.
Whatever destroying, delaying, detying, hindering, battering your life and destiny, by virtue of the release of the glory of God in this camp tonight, you are set free.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. You are set free.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is your night.
Amen.
It's the beginning of month for you.
Yes. Amen.
God will equip you for his service.
Amen.
God will equip you for his kingdom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and say, Lord, equip me for your kingdom service. Go ahead and talk to him. It's a serious matter now. At this point we have Mokabele Kimbra Disoka. Leko barakato ne masafia. Makote briketia. Ega bala bala garaba. Rokabula kete breketua. Eke pele tu site le brekedena. Oh! Elobandam borikende brakato. For kingdom service. For kingdom service. For kingdom service. For kingdom service.
Come back to get the basic
one. Ike brekete lo brekete brekete kamalaka brakata. Ikotete brekete kufuba ikabi. Akote lembrakatia. Iko balakitu rike barakata. Jengre kabulia. Makata brakaka barakaka barakaka bo elo tembereketo liagabo Equip us for kingdom service. Makote breketina. Ebreketina. 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 Akotedia. Ekopalea. Lift all your hands. Lift all your hands. In readiness to him. For kingdom service. Marco Bereketo Breketo Brekete Breket Lokambala Kapra Dukea Eko Nambala Kando Kete Blackatonia Eko Balakus Kete Breketi Shikwa Leto Tambrakata Brakata Kobeleke Namala Endo Do Deke Dadada Biribo E Natua. Thank you, Lord. Eko Bele Grudisi Dudigi 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 Asso tembrakatoa, eko balako tembreketo lia libasolia. Oh, gabola de breketo lia kubaske fimata pea, elekepia, likepia, likepia. Allo kembrokoto lia kabaske loa. Thank you, Lord. If you are here, you have any growth in your body. Any growth, just touch the place.
In kasanka na nang ako wani kumburi atikin jikinka.
Anywhere,
ko wani ere kumburin deke jikinka. In ka na nang ako kumburi atikinka. Katapa wure.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that demons of growth, I command you to leave that body now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By that powerful blood that I share to redeem the human race, I command that growth to melt away now.
Amen.
Melt away now.
Amen.
Melt away now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Every internal group, cry. Usher, please help that person, please. Help that person now. Internal growth. External growth. Now. Now. Now.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That growth is made away for
him. Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you know you are married, you are yet to deliver. You are yet to give birth. And it's a thing of concern to you. Come out.
In case thanking Aure, Kuma, Baki, Aihuba, Kumeza, Miki, Abunda, Muaki, so
quickly, quickly, quickly.
In case thanking Aure, Baki Aihuba, Kubeza Miki Abun, Damwa, Kufito Gaba.
Just line up in that, at the point of that cut, at the point of that carpet, at the point at the head of me, just. Quickly, is there anyone? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said to you, when God created man and woman, he said, be fruitful. Therefore, use spirit of fruitfulness in the life of this loved one by the power of the blood of Jesus. I command you to live. That spirit of fruitfulness is out forever. It's out forever. It's out forever.
Amen.
It's out forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's out forever.
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 Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree your fruitfulness now.
Amen.
Before the end of this year, the eye will see your testimony. Lay your right on your womb and your tummy. Every one of you, your two hands on your tummy. Right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, today is of fruitfulness. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. If you are sick in your body in any way, lift up your hands.
In back at the last year, that's not
quick. Don't lift your hand wherever you are.
Damunka, Kadaga Hanunka.
In faith.
The Bangasia.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a miracle of healing. If eyes is your problem, put your eyes on your eyes.
In the Damunka Idone, Kasahanunka.
Put your eyes on your eyes.
Kasahanunka can eat them.
If ears is your problem, put your finger on your ear.
In the Kunenka Neda Morka Kasahanunka can Kunne.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By redemption, healing will release. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit, unclean spirit of blindness, of deafness, of dumbness, of pains, in the life of any individual now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I command that spirit to leave. That spirit leave now.
Amen.
Leave now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And never to return to them anymore.
Amen.
Receive your healing now.
Amen.
We destroy your heat.
Amen.
Receive your healing.
Amen.
Receive your healing.
Amen.
Receive your healing.
Amen.
Receive your healing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive grace now.
Amen.
Grace is released upon you.
Amen.
To do what you cannot do before now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.